you addressing me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Those are the first kind words I've heard in years. You see, sir, I wasn't always a dirty, filthy, scurvy bum like you. Mine is rather a sad story. Would you like to hear it?
No, sir.
Well, and I'll tell it to you. You see, it began many years ago when I was just a little boy. My father gave me the benefit of a good education. 14 years of grade school, preparatory school, college, and UCLA. Did you go to school, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
You passed your examinations?
No, sir. But I was first on the list of those who failed.
Childhood. Well, then I met her. She was young, she was beautiful, she was desirable.
A girl?
A girl! Of course she was a girl. She was wonderful. She was like a flower blooming fragrantly in the garden of youth. And then one day, God in his infinite mercy smiled down on us, a little bundle of pink and white, a baby boy. I worked harder than ever, and then one day...
A little baby boy?
Yes.
A little bit of one?
A little boy.
What, did he have blue eyes?
Yes.
And brown hair?
Yes.
And was he a little fat fella?
Yes.
Daddy.
I was kidding, go ahead.
My boy, I worked day and night, and then one day, he came into my life. He was an actor, broken in health and spirit. I took him into my home. I said, make my home your home. And he did. Fool. Yes, I was a fool. But one day when I returned from my work, as was my wont, I called to her, Mary. Mary. Strangely, there was no answer. Mary.
She was out.
Mary.
Yes.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. Mary. Mary. Mary. Gone. My wife, my baby, and the stranger. They were gone. What are you laughing at? Then began a search that lasted for years. I was only 21 days behind them as they boarded a United Fruit Line steamer for Buenos Aires. 15 days at Rio de Janeiro. 5 days at the island of Madagascar. 2.5 days at the Cape of Good Hope. 7 hours at Port Said in Egypt, and then one day at the gates of Calcutta, I found him. I was just about to pounce upon him, just about to tear him limb from limb, when my weakened condition, aggravated by the pitiless rays of the tropical sun, well, it just proved too great an obstacle, and I sank in the heap in the sands, and when I regained consciousness, he was gone. Then began a search all through the capitals of Europe, Rome, Milan, Paris, Moscow, Berlin, across the Channel to London, then across the Atlantic and back to America, New York, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Milwaukee,
Patterson,
New Jersey, and then Niagara Falls. Finally, at Niagara Falls, I found him again. He was standing there with his back to the falls, all eternity behind him, and retribution finally staring him in the face. When I saw him standing there, the man who had ruined my life, the man who had stolen my wife and my baby, the man who had made of me a miserable wanderer over half the face of the earth. When I saw him standing all the pent-up emotion of years of suffering welled up within me and with murder in my heart. Step by step, I crept upon him, and when I felt his hot breath on my cheek, I struck. You're the gentleman with a kind face.
What are you trying to do to me?
Excuse me, I forgot myself. I'm so weak.
No fault.
I'd have done the same thing if I'd have caught the guy at Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls!
My big mouth.
When I saw him standing there, slow.
I'm gonna get it again.
Say that word.
What word?
That word that gives you off your beam there, something.
What word do you mean?
That word way up there in New York State. Where everybody goes when they get married.
Where do they go?
Up, You think I'm gonna say it, huh? Well, I ain't gonna say the word you think I'm gonna say.
What word are you talking about?
Go ahead, try and make me say Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls!